Hi, my name is John. I'm a recovering Catholic. At a young age, I rejected the idea for myself that there was any the answer, capital T, capital A, but instead that there are actually many answers, all lowercase. By high school, my sense was that what we call religion could be viewed as the embodiment of the search for spiritual truth refracted through the various cultures around the globe. Little did I know, but I wouldn't find my spiritual home as a UU until I was in my late 20s in Arlington, Virginia. After a couple of years there, I quit everything and hiked the Appalachian Trail in 2000, and due to several providential events, ended up relocating and making a home here in the New River Valley in Blacksburg when I was done with my hike. I had been an undergrad at Virginia Tech in the early 90s and had heard of this church, only it was that building down there. And we had a reputation in town due to various activities related to SUSE, which was held in the New River Valley for several decades. And I howl at the moon that I didn't come then, but such is life. But eventually I did settle in here. So having been very active in the UU Church in Arlington, which at the time was huge with 1,500 members, I enjoyed the process of settling into a more, smaller, more intimate community here. I was approached in the fall of 2001 to be a member of the YRUU as an advisor, which I did for an amazing 5 years. All those kids are now in their mid-30s, which kind of freaks me out. From the lock-ins, the night hikes, the long check-ins, and supporting them as they developed was an amazing experience, and I definitely grew as much as they may have. It was a standing wave of community with each successive class developing their next set of leaders. And we had a trip to Boston, which was the frosting on a really amazing cake. And we got to see the Blue Men in Boston, which was the cherry. Ironically, the Blue Men performed in the Charles Theater, which I was very tickled about that it was the It had been at one time the Fifth Universalist Church of Boston. And part of that experience wasn't just the working with the kids, but it was also working with the other advisors. And so honestly, like those 5 years, Cynthia Luke, Steve Caton, the Skinners, I will always treasure that as one of the highlights of my own spiritual path and journey. Since then, I've had a child of my own who's now 9 and continued to serve both as an RE teacher when she was in kindergarten, and then the OWL program as a facilitator. As a single parent, seeing my child grow in this beloved community with each successive band of religious education grounded in our inclusive UU values has been critical. Seeing her grow through the K-1 OWL 3 years ago, as I personally have also been helping with the 8th and 9th OWL, has been really important to me. As a Catholic, we didn't talk about our bodies. We didn't talk about sexuality. And so it is extremely important for me to have her have the opportunity to have that age-appropriate unfolding of truth and understanding that, personally, I can't put a price on that. I've even gone through the OWL program as an adult, just as a participant, which has been good. I know this is my home. I know this has been her home. I can't think of any other place I'd like us to be. I'm glad that she's a part of it. And I'm thankful to be able to support this church, not just with my time, but also financially. And I appreciated the message from last week about the stretch. And so I'm a steward. I was actually a steward 20 years ago when I was in Arlington, Virginia. And so if I call you, now you know why. But anyways, I'm very glad to be able to be part of this community. And I think that we're, a beacon of liberal religion is really important. I mean, just the physical grounds that we have, the expansion of this church. I mean, like I said, originally the church was there, and then we stretched, and then we built the building that ended with that wall there. And then a few years ago, we expanded again to have all this RE space below. And all that takes, support, both with, money and with the volunteer time as well. So anyways, that's That's my plug. Thanks.
So I want to explain an acronym that a lot of us know, which is OWL, Our Whole Lives, which is a sexuality and relationships program that we are so grateful that people like John are willing to facilitate, because we know that we're sending our children out into the world ready to meet its challenges. So thank you for speaking, and thank you for volunteering.